Yeah, he likes all the magic.
Welcome to the Reflex Blue Show. I'm Donovan Beery. I have with me co-host Ben Luters. Ben, how are you doing?
I'm doing quite well, Donovan.
And we're sitting on our little tushies while we hear out there in Geneva, Illinois, Justin Ahrens is standing.
Why are you standing, Justin?
You know, I just read somewhere that, you know, when you sit, you're dying just that much faster. So I figured I could stretch out, you know, my life a little bit by standing. So I went and got myself a geek desk. And so far, it's actually pretty nice.
How long have you been doing this?
Started in January. Someone in our office who works remote got one. And so now I'm working on, and I'm sure Donovan will take this out of context, I'm slowly working on my stamina. see how long I can stand throughout the day.
I'm just trying to figure out why you spent money for a desk when you could just get some cinder blocks and just prop up what you had.
Yeah, but then it doesn't make that cool sound, you know, like when you raise it up and down.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
I actually converted my desk to a stand-up desk for a little while last year, and I didn't last very long. And I think it was because I didn't have the right foot gear. Do you wear like a certain kind of shoe or something while you work? Or?
Oh, of course. I have office slippers on.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's what I was missing out on.
Yeah. They're not as cool as, you know, my Steve Gordon Nikes, but, you know, I'm working on it.
Well, I think you can almost order the pair that he made now, so I'll see you wearing them soon.
Of course. Yeah. Anything I do to plug, you know, ridiculous.
That's right. So we're having you on. We got this package in the mail like a week or so ago, and I actually read this thing, which is amazing. I figured it normally takes me about 2 years to read a book that I get, and this one I actually read in a week.
Well, I mean, there's pictures and small words in it, so it's like perfect for you.
Yeah, it's called Life Kerning.
Yeah.
It's well, you know, I mean, it's a pretty quick read, which is great. I mean, it's broken into 29 chapters. I assume based on What I don't know what 29 stands for. I have no reference.
Yeah, it's just a total coincidence.
Right. and then every chapter has a nice little illustration up ahead of time. So it's actually, you know, Ben's just partway through this reading. By the time we're done with this podcast, he'll be done with the whole thing.
Yeah, exactly. Donovan gave me this book saying that I would be able to read it really easily and that it would be very applicable to me because I'm a young designer and I'm newly married and we actually have our first kid, and it'd be really helpful for me to figure out how to balance my work and my personal life. But unfortunately, I wasn't able to balance my work and my personal life very well, so I wasn't able to read the whole book over the weekend like I was supposed to. But so far, so good. It's actually, I've been surprised at how helpful just the first few chapters have been. I thought maybe it would be more, you know, design oriented, but I feel like a lot of these principles can be used for anybody.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the coming about of the book was kind of an interesting process, and as I, you know, kind of tackled it, it sort of evolved along the way. So I'm glad to hear, you know, the way you describe it, because that's ideally how, you know, I want it to be. You know, it's not really a design book. It's not necessarily a, you know, pure, like, you know, how to run your business book. It's really based on a lot of things and questions I get from people who, you know, read our blog or see me speak. You know, I just started taking account of all the questions they asked and also some things in there that I think are important to just think about.
Mm. You know, the funny thing that Ben doesn't realize yet, because I don't think he's far enough into the book, but you talk about one of the things is taking a break and kind of pulling out, being a geek again and taking some time away for yourself. The actual real reason I don't think he finished the book was because he was too busy building a Lego pirate ship last night.
Donovan gave me a giant Lego pirate ship as a company gift.
So he doesn't realize that the...
Well, how many pieces, though? Because that like tells your skill level.
How many pieces? I think it's over... It's about 500
pieces.
No,
I think it's over
800. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you have to be over 800 to be, like, legit. Not that I would know, of course.
So I thought it was kind of funny that the reason he didn't finish your book was based on the advice that he hasn't gotten to in your book.
I love it.
That's probably true. I was actually just finishing up the Create Space chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, you talk about how you got some advice early on in your marriage about making it a point to get away with your wife and kind of talk about your hopes and your dreams and your aspirations for that year, a little retreat. And I really took that to heart. I feel like that's something that we could definitely use. It seems like life has only gotten, you know, busier with our child, although he's amazing, adorable.
But, congratulations.
Thank you so much. But yeah, I feel like that's something I could definitely apply.
Yeah, you know, my wife and I just went on this year's retreat, and I think this is like year 7 or 8 for us doing it, and it's just been, you know, no matter what stage of life you're in, I think when you can get away with, you know, either create space for yourself to kind of just think about where everything's going and, you know, what you've learned and what's up, especially when you get married, taking that pause, especially when you have kids, it's hard to do, but it's so worth it.
Yeah, definitely. One thing you mentioned is you also take your own little personal retreat once a month, I believe. And you talk about, you know, you do some journaling and whatnot while you're listening to music. I'm curious, do you actually like put on some headphones while you journal, or?
Yeah, I do. I'm, you know, when I work and design and brainstorm, I have to have music on. When I write, I know it's kind of crazy. Yeah. I can't read and obviously, listen to music, but, I know when I wrote this, you know, I'd get up super early and throw on my headphones, and I don't even know necessarily what I listen to, but I just, for whatever reason, it just actually focused me more. But that's just, I guess this is the way I'm built.
Yeah. I listen a lot of, we obviously listen a lot of music here at 1119 while we work, but while I read and while I write, I just cannot have music on, but that's cool that you can.
Yeah, it's a superpower.
It's a superpower.
It's a very minor one.
Where do people, speaking of which, before we get much further, where do people go to actually get this book?
Well, it's, you can go to lifekerning.com. It's also on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and it's in the most of the Barnes & Noble stores around the country. They usually carry a couple copies apiece.
Okay, so yeah, just go to your local store, go online, go to your website. And this actually has a companion website, which I read the book, but I didn't go to the companion website yet. What is it on the website that is it going to add to what I already learned?
No, not yet. The reason I say not yet is we actually are making an app, a Life Kerning app, and it's an app to really kind of take some of these ideas. I picked the top 12 that I think are the ones that would probably benefit you the most to do on a regular basis. And so we're turning that into an app, and that should be ready in about 45 to 50 days. We're just seeing the beta, I think next week. So hopefully that turned out great. And then we'll be launching that here soon.
Is that a free download, or is it going to cost me like 29 cents?
It'll cost you 29 cents. Yeah.
And one other thing, if I actually go to a Barnes & Noble to pick up another copy of this book so that I can throw it away again,
right?
What section's it in? Because it's not really – I mean, there's a lot of things that, to me, feel like they would help a designer, but it's more of a broad –
it's like the religious, topic, inspirational book. Section.
No, I think they technically call it business self-help. You know, when I – originally I was going to do this with Howe, and then Wiley – publishers took a look at it, and then they wanted to broaden it, you know, outside of the creative field and have it be more of a general business book, which I was excited about in the sense of, you know, it's a kind of a larger possible audience. But at the same time, I think it took away some of the magic. But if you read it and you're a designer or a creative, it's really going to speak to you even more. But I still think it's written approachable enough that, you know, you could be an accountant and still get something out of it.
No, and the thing that amazes me too is it. I mean, it's obviously visually a great looking book. It seems to be, though, it's both. You know, you have a lot of texture and these pretty simple illustrations, but to me, because of all the textures and these different things, it feels overstated and yet understated at the same time. I think it merges in there well. I think you guys did a good job on it.
It's beautiful.
Oh, thanks, Kara. AKA Cheech, on my team, she worked with me on it, and she did the majority of the illustrations, so she did a great job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, I'm thinking this book takes off, you'll need an expanded edition, which means you go from like 29 to, let's say, 36 tips.
Right.
You know, We've been trying to brainstorm these. Number 30 is like, tell Justin Aarons where to stick it. We have the illustration ready, but we don't have the chapter. But when we get that, we'll mail you that.
Yeah.
I think you go from there. But about 6 more tips, expanded edition. It's going to be. I think that would really fill it out well.
Let's do it.
Wait, it was actually supposed to be 40, and I stopped at 29, and just turned to my manuscript and said, "Hey, you know, do you want more?" And they were fine with it. So. Actually, one guy reviewed me and gave me some guff about being 29 as a little marketing thing. And I can't say that's completely inaccurate, but I think I kind of covered the majority of things I wanted to talk about.
Well, why wouldn't you use that as a marketing thing? That's why. I mean, that's why the expanded edition is going to be 36. I mean, I'm not going to lie about it.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I mean, I think, you know, the other 5 or 6 chapters that I had outlined are actually in a book I'd love to write if they choose to put me in a contract again. And if not, that probably be something we self-publish.
How did that go about? Like, they actually you actually had in your contract that it was going to be 40, or did they pitch that? I mean,
they gave you a word count, and I got this down. I mean, part of the writing was, I love Seth Godin. I love, Malcolm Gladwell. I love all those guys, and I'm not saying I'm at all even close to that level of awesomeness. But I wanted a book that you could read really quickly. You could get take something away from it, pretty simply. And that's kind of how I pitched it to them. And like, yeah, we love that. And so, when I got done with those chapters, I felt like it was complete, at least for phase 1. Yeah. And they agreed. So it's good. I've actually had a lot of people say, man, I got through it a lot faster than I thought. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing.
I personally am glad there's not 40 chapters.
So. Yeah. I personally think, I mean, it felt like you got some – when I read it, I got stuff out of it. I read it. I didn't feel bad. Like, I didn't feel like it shortchanged me or anything like that. But also, I think because of the writing style, it's very conversational. It actually read quick. It wasn't real dense. Like, as far as like,
hand it out to somebody else too.
But there's also that thing where sometimes when you read a book and it takes you a while to get through it, it's because you don't like reading it. And when you get through a book pretty quickly, you're like, you feel like, oh, that went quick. But you're also like, oh, that was actually enjoyable. So.
Right.
All right, well, we're going to take a break. Actually, what we're going to do now is we're going to cut to Diana's Valentine note from Diana Valentine.
Love it.
Diana, take it away.
Hey, it's Diana Valentine from DianaValentine.com with a 36-point inspiration for the Reflex Blue Show. And today's topic is... sticks and stones. So, here's the deal. I have been called all manner of names in my experience, and I'm sure that you have been called some names too, like too sensitive and whatever people have called you or described you as that you didn't take as a compliment before in your life. For example, I was called an instigator from a very young age in my family. That was not a compliment. However, later in life, I actually used it as a part of my tagline. I used it as a description of who I was and what I did. I am a professional instigator, and I still use it every once in a while. It's not my main title right now, but I do use it. So what I am going to say to you right now is take those sticks and stones and turn them into art, turn them into sculpture, turn them into jewelry, turn them into ways to describe yourself that you are proud of. If it's stinker, if it's too sensitive, if it's nosy, if it's bossy, own it. Be more of that today than you've ever been before. Make it part of your title. Make a sign and put it on the outside of your cubicle. Wear a t-shirt with that term on it. Own it, be it, strut it. This is Diana Valentine from DianaValentine.com. Thank you to 36Point for being awesome.
Justin, I hear that we're going to see you in Boston. Is this accurate?
This is accurate.
All right. Oh, by the way, thanks, Diana. That was fantastic. We really appreciate it.
that was really, really well done.
No, we're actually, we're going to see Diana in Boston too, which is going to be great.
We're going to see everyone in Boston.
Now, Diana's speaking at like 3 of the 4 HOW conferences. I mean, it's pretty impressive. So even if you're not going to the main HOW conference, you're going to one of the others, you're going to run into Diana.
There you go.
Justin, yeah,
you can't miss her.
What conference do people go to not to run into you?
Everything that's not the HOW Design conference.
Okay.
The HOW Live conference or whatever it's called now.
The answer is Dieliners, you're safe. Everyone knows. Right. Justin, what are you going to talk about?
I'm going to talk about a subject we've been working on. It's going to be called Matters of Wonder. And
last year you talked about life kerning, right?
Last year was talking about seeing different. The year before that was life kerning.
Oh, okay. Oh, so
this life kerning thing's been going on a while.
So I'm picturing You've got a seeing different book, and then this will be a book in 2 years. So if you want to get like the 2 year jump on Justin, How Boston?
Actually, this would be the book I'd love to write.
Awesome.
What is this topic about?
It's really about, you know, we all have this, this place where ideas come from. And, you know, it's, to me, I think it's kind of fascinating, mysterious. You know, people all the time will ask you, you know, as a non-creative, where do you get your ideas? Where do you think that comes from? And, kind of how do you feed that and develop that and all that sort of thing. And so I explore that, in this talk, and I use sort of different, I'm using a bunch of, sort of media examples from pop culture. And, I think it'll be fun. You know, it's on the last day, which is kind of a bummer, because I get to wait the whole conference before I speak. But hopefully we'll get a good turnout.
Which means you won't actually start the thing until you get there.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's almost done.
He's going to base it on pop culture references that happen while we're at Boston.
Right,
which no
right,
one will get
right.
Because no one will have watched any TV because they'll be too busy at the conferences.
Right,
that's
right.
Why it's on the last day.
Yeah. No, I think it's a really different talk for me. But there's a lot of, good stories and things that it will challenge people in a good way, and I think it'll be fun. It won't be a tearjerker as my last two were.
Oh, were they really? Wow, I've missed out on a lot.
Well, because he was talking about, like, slums of Africa and trying to help people and being a good person.
Oh, my goodness. I'm starting to cry right now. Thank you, Donovan.
This one is all about pop culture and spending money and shopping.
That's awesome. That's what I want to hear.
Yeah. There'll be some helping of people, Donovan, so you can fall asleep during that part.
Okay.
I'll tell you when it's over.
Yeah.
No, that's great. What are you looking forward to the most out of the HOW adventure? Are there other speakers that, you know, you're hoping to see ahead of time, or?
Well, I mean, first of all, I love Boston, so that's just, you know, going to be great to hang out there. But yeah, I haven't seen Hillman Curtis or Kelly Gotu in a while. I never say her name right, but and then of course the usual gang, you know, the Monster and Sam Harrison, and I'm excited that Melissa from Operation Nice is speaking this year. That'd be really great. She's pretty fantastic. So
you're gonna like Melissa, Ben. She's a lot of fun. You'll like
Operation
her.
Nice.
Yeah, she's great. Look it up. Google it.
All right.
How do you not know? I've got Operation Knife stuff sitting around here in the office somewhere. How'd you miss it?
Donovan, you have a lot of stuff sitting around this office. All right. I don't know if Justin knows that, but
no, I've been there. It's a good point.
Yeah. He was at the other office before it enlarged and became even more, though.
Nice.
So, yeah, it's happened.
Yeah, when are you going to have me back down there?
You know, we just got to find...
What are you doing tonight?
Yeah, what are you doing tonight?
Oh, I can make it. What is it, like 6 hours? No, longer than that.
I think it's like 7 or 8.
Depends how fast you drive.
Yeah.
Yeah, road construction.
There you go.
I love it. All right. And you also said that you're speaking at the AIGA GAIN conference?
That's the rumor I heard, yeah. So I'm pretty pumped about that.
The rumor, like someone's like playing a practical joke on you, or like
it's no, I was asked to talk, and I need to submit my thoughts, and just I haven't officially done that yet.
Now this one is all about, is it social awareness? Is that what the topic of the one in October is?
Yeah, I think it's that, and along the lines of like design for good concept, and just samples of that, and we're doing a project in Sudan in the spring, so I'll probably talk a lot about that.
What are you doing in Sudan?
Well, as you know, Donovan, South Sudan's our newest country. And they have lots of issues from, years of genocide and that sort of thing. And so we're going to go and work with an organization that's helping them kind of reestablish, some consistency and helping empower them, you know, with different ways of life. So we're going to go interview a bunch of people and kind of get the story and understand it, and then help them with everything from we're working with Kent State graduate design program to do some infographics to help, you know, teach them things about healthcare, how to take care of themselves. And then we're also going to help raise some awareness and money for some of the programs there.
Wow.
Is this through Life in Abundance, or is this another client you got?
No, this is through, Life in Abundance, and also just through some initiatives that we want to help start to help them. You know, we kind of brought the infographic idea to them after, you know, kind of walking around some of these rural areas and just seeing that they have really no idea how to do certain things. And, you know, just really no way to talk to them except through, you know, sort of visual cues and that sort of thing. And so we're doing this research and you know, I'm test piloting some of the concepts that we have this spring. But yeah, we're Life in Abundance is taking off. We're kind of redesigning all their materials. And so you should be seeing a new and improved LAA here in the next couple of months.
No, and everything I've seen through Life in Abundance since you guys have kind of helped them out is really both inspiring and really well designed. You guys actually finished up and the movie that we've spoken to you about the show before, and it's actually premiered in theaters now. Is that correct?
Yeah. It's premiered a couple times around the country. And, that's pretty crazy and fun, to do that. We just had, I think our last one was in Portland, just a few weeks back. And,
do you have the opportunity to go to all these openings, or do some of them happen and you're just, I mean, not available?
Well, I mean, I went to, obviously we helped host the Chicago one, and then I went to Portland, you know, primarily because Vonster was there and, you know, we wanted to help promote that. And so, no, I've only been to like three out of the, I think, six or seven we've had. But we're going back in 2013. I mean, part of the trip this spring is also to explore and find the story that's in the South Sudan and film a movie. And instead of in a couple of weeks, do it in a couple of months. And really just focus on the story of what it, you know, an average day is there. So it's pretty exciting.
Now, for those of us that missed the openings of the movie or don't have the opportunity to see it in the theater because of our location, is it out? Can we get a copy of it somewhere? Is it on?
If you go to thisismynormal.com, you can order one for $20.
And I assume all the money goes to Justin's pockets.
Yes.
Actually, all the money on this is for a really good cause.
Yeah, no, every penny goes to Life in Abundance for the particular work they're doing in the slums in Nairobi.
Mm. Wow, that is very inspiring.
Yeah, and you were just playing with the Legos last
night. I know. What a lousy life.
By the way, is the pirate ship, is it themed? Or is it just a pirate ship? Is it like, you know, Pirates of the Caribbean?
It is Pirates of the Caribbean. It's but it is the Black Pearl. So it's all black, black sails, very cool, very, very stylish. Looks awesome in my office, so love it.
We'll be right back.
What am I doing, Furco?
Hey, whoa, don't be jumping the shark here, buddy.
Okay,
So, Legos. I'm all, at my house, it's all Star Wars Legos. It's kind of what I do. Ben's got pirate Legos.
That's right.
Justin, I know you're kind of into Legos. It's in your book. Don't deny it now. In fact,
I'm
not going to deny it. Just let that freak flag fly.
Yeah. So, you know those gigantic bins you can get from Target? You know, like the mega big ones?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not exaggerating. I have 1.5 of those filled with my son's Legos.
Your son's Legos?
Right. My son's air quotes Legos, yeah.
What I'm asking, though, is, like, what's the theme? Do you have a Lego theme, or are you just, like, you know, just all of them?
Yeah, well...
I mean, I've got probably that many Star Wars Legos, and they're... I mean, it's 99% Star Wars.
Well, see, I'm kind of bitter about the sets. And I'll tell you why. Because my boys put them together, and they're together for, like... an hour, and then they blow them apart with their Nerf guns, or they throw them at each other, and then all of a sudden, you know, the last 2 days of work is gone, which is okay. I mean, it's the part of the magic of Lego. So, but then they put them in a bin, and they start making their own stuff, which is actually way cooler. So I wish we could just buy, and I know you can do this at Legoland, but I wish you could just buy big bags of just bricks and not worry about spending, you know, 40 or 50% more because, you know, I'm buying the Black Pearl.
Every now and then you see them. But the thing is, they're just regular bricks. They never have all the little special pieces, like all the, you know, like, right. I don't have all the Star Wars guns.
Right.
I mean, online you can order them. What's the name of the site? I know the Oxide
Lego.
Guys.
Lego.com?
No, not Lego.com. Okay. The Oxide guys have done it several times for custom things they've made.
You can order custom parts?
Yeah, you can just order, you know, how many you want of each piece.
I'm sure you can Google it.
You lie.
No, it's for real, man. I'll send you a link. We'll include it on our when we put the podcast up.
Oh, that sounds awesome. Like so much work. Ben's giving me work.
It's pretty sweet. Yeah, I collected pirate Legos when I was a kid, and I was, you know, a little older, and I wanted to collect the old stuff from like the 80s, and I was growing up in the late 90s, early 2000s. So I would find older kids and buy them and trade them away from them. These are kids that are in their 30s and stuff when I was like 14.
Right. And,
got quite the collection, but then I,
rather
you know,
than buying booze from them.
Instead of buying booze from
like,
them.
You know,
well, while I was doing that, no.
Contraband pirate Legos.
No, and then of course I grew up and gave them all to my little brother, has them all now. But now that I got this Black Pearl, I feel like I need to go back and reclaim my treasure.
That's what a pirate would do. You just go back and reclaim what is yours.
That's right. I feel like a kid again.
All right. Before you take off, Justin, we want to talk about, you guys have just, and we got another copy of it. And I saw it originally, and I think I got one sample when I was in Chicago at last year's, or no, was it AI, it's the AIJ Phoenix event. These all run together.
You travel so much.
And
you're so busy, Donovan.
Yeah.
So important.
And so, but you guys did a paper promotion for, is it Appleton?
Oh, you're talking about the Worthy book.
Oh, no, I'm talking about the, who was the sneakers?
Oh, yeah.
With Tim Dammit.
Yeah, the card sets.
Dammit.
Timmy worked on that for O'Neill Printing, who was one of the sponsors at the AIJ Phoenix conference. And then we also did a version just for us. And yeah, it was Tim had this great personal project where he was illustrating his, since we're both Jim Choo fans and collectors, kind of illustrating his shoes. And he has a site called Just for Kicks. And I'm like, man, it would be great to utilize those for something. And so we created this card set, sort of a print promotion that we could send to clients. And those just came out. And it was all printed digitally on actually Nina digital stock. And it was pretty fun. I think Armin's going to have it on FPO here soon. So we'll see. But yeah, that was a lot of fun.
What's the thing that you did for Appleton then?
We did
We were just, what happened was we had a AIGA speaker event here last week, and we had a paper rep, Furco. Is that how you pronounce
yeah.
his name?
Furco X, yeah.
Yeah, Furco ended up sitting next to me at dinner after the event, so he was in town. So I said, we started talking, and we're like, oh, we both know Justin. I don't know if we want to speak anymore. But either way, I said, well, I guess we'll see him again in Boston. But he was saying he was working with you on a promotion.
Yeah, we did we actually, the photographer that goes with us to Africa, he did, one day, we kind of walked through the slums and, you know, the kids just so, desire pictures taken of themselves, and then they love looking at the little screen. And so one day we had a couple hours for her to catch a plane. So we just went out and set up like this little portrait kind of studio area and just shot, took pictures of them. And so this is a little book, collecting some of those that we just did really for ourselves. And then the images turned out so beautiful that we did a little oversized promotion for him. Appleton helped be a part of it. And I think it turned out great. I think it just won the U360 Best of Show. So we're pretty fired up about that.
What's the U360?
It's the Appleton Coded Design Award where I think if you do anything on Appleton or Curious, you know, Utopia or Curious paper, you send it in, and then they have a design council. They meet once a year, and then these guys kind of pick the best printed piece, and then they give you, awards, and those pieces kind of travel around the country. And usually, like an AIGA show will pick them up, or, your local paper rep will kind of show the collection of stuff. So it's pretty cool.
No, that's great. And if people want to see any more information about that, where do they go? Do they just have to contact their paper rep?
If you go to the Appleton website, I should know it off the top of my head, AppletonCoded.com, I think. There's a U360 tab there, but they can also ask the local paper rep. Sorry, I'm like searching it as I talk to you.
we can hear the clicking of your keyboard. It's very nice.
They're going to be really pumped that I don't know what this is. So I know you can download a thing online for it. Go to AppletonCoded.com, and then they have the U360 right there in the middle of their screen there.
No, that's fantastic. No, I look forward to seeing how that turned out. And, you know, it was great talking to you today, Justin.
Well, hey, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. Thanks for pimping the book a little bit.
Yeah, the book is Life Kerning. You can buy it at Barnes & Noble in the, the tween section. It'll be between Twilight and the My Dog Skip or something.
Yeah, the Scratch and Sniff books. It's right there. Yeah,
that's right.
Otherwise, it's self-awareness business, which I think what you do is it's like the dark part of the store. They don't even light up because it's not worth
right.
it.
It's the creepy part of the store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess you find it there.
Yeah.
On Amazon or Life Kerning. Is it LifeKerning.com?
Yeah. Yep. LifeKerning.com. And you know what you should do? Far be it for me to tell you what to do, Donovan, but you guys should do some sort of contest or something. I'll send a couple books and some card sets your way that you can give out.
Right. Maybe it's whoever comes up with the best idea for the other five or the other six ideas to make for the extended version
of Life Kerning.
Because yeah, it's who
I love it.
Bar one. So.
Yeah.
Life Kerning.
Let me know how that goes.
You're gonna love the expanded edition.
I hope so.
It'll move it from the tween section into the young adults.
Oh yeah.
Ooh, it's so good. So, hey, you guys going to be at the house? I'm going to see you there or what?
Yeah, we're both going. Yeah. We're excited. Oh. We actually got our official – we're going to all four conferences. So if anyone sees us there, you know, email us ahead of time, Twitter us, call us. You know, we'll go out or something.
That's right.
But we'll be there for the whole shebang. So.
Wow, you're still big time now.
Now,
all you got to do is buy your own plane ticket. And then,
like, yeah, I tell you what, when I walk by and you're filming the show, when you turn your back to me, I get it. I'm no longer special.
You know, I mean, that's
like he was ever special.
Right, right.
Ben's
learning. Ben, I like you already, Ben.
Oh,
yeah. Ben's
Justin.
Learning fast. We're teaching him. He'll be ready for it. So, and we will be bringing daily recaps once again for those who aren't able to make it, or for those who want to relive the moments that it is
the magic.
Right. And if you see us with microphones and your name's not Justin Ahrens,
right,
please stop by, be on the show. Now, Justin. Here's the thing, Ben. Justin says that. I believe he is the only person that every time we've done a conference special, other than the one that you did, has been on every one of them.
Oh my goodness!
Not every daily recap, but he's been on at least once per conference.
Oh yeah, no, I'm very desperate.
He's yeah. standing up in anticipation right now.
I'm like, Donovan. Donovan, where are you?
All right. Well, we got to go because we got to run to the brickyard and get some cinder blocks to prop up our desks.
Yeah, you're gonna live longer. You're gonna thank me.
Yeah. I'm feeling healthier just thinking about that.
Yeah, see, it's already working.
All right, well, if we get stopped for Slurpees or something instead, that happens. But see you in Boston. Thanks, Justin.
Yeah, ladies, it's been a pleasure.
Do you have comments or ideas, 36points.com.
Oh, I know, right?
Yeah, almost. So, Justin?
Yes.
How big time are you now?
Man, I am super big time. I was just asked to be the keynote speaker at my daughter's junior high school. Bam.
What?
Nice.
Yes.
Whoa. First off, you have a daughter that's in junior high?
I do. I know. It's scary. I'm pretty old.
No wonder he's standing.
Yeah.
He's only got 3 months left if he doesn't.
Right, it's true. I mean, I got four kids, Ben.
Congratulations to you.
Yeah, man. And I'm the father of all of them, unlike yourself. Yeah, I mean, it's great.
Whoa.
Yeah. Whoa, what happened?
Yikes.
All right.
No, just kidding.
So how'd this keynote go?
Well, actually,
was it one of those things where she's been telling, like, since she went to school that, like, my dad's an astronaut, and then all of a sudden,
right.
like, hey, he's going to be the keynote, and you're like, show up, and they're like, so how was space? And you're like, what?
Well, what's interesting is, so it was career day, and they're like, yeah, can you come be the keynote? And I was like, oh, yeah.
It's a scared straight thing.
Yeah, exactly. And so what's interesting is I had 600 eighth graders, and they kept, like, rolling in. And so as my talk starts, like, all my jokes are just, like, no reaction. And I'm like, I am so bombing the keynote speaker of the junior high. And then, when I got done, you know, everyone's like, yeah, good job, blah, blah, blah. And so I was actually kind of bummed out because I thought my daughter, you know, of course, not getting made fun of. And so she came home, she's like, Dad, my friend said you killed it. That's so awesome. And I was like, oh, well, good. At least Dad didn't totally fail. But the funny part of that story is that I took a picture of my shoes, my Nike shoes, and I made a Nike ID. And I posted it, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm turning into Steve Gordon. So it was I did get compliments on my shoes.
The difference was you only have one pair that you made on Nike ID.
It's true. I only have one pair.
Steve, the minute Steve got the call from Nike ID, he's like, oh, I got them ready.
Yeah. Yeah.
Done.
Yeah. Which 40 do you want me to send?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like so, him and Dammit's probably when he pulled out his, you know, trading cards and his card deck, and he's like, you know, I got 52 shoes. Steve's like, yeah, I got a block.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, just if you want something to shoot for, keynote, career day, junior high.
Big time.
I needed a new
career aspiration, and I think I got it.
I don't know if we can get Donovan into it, junior high school.
Yeah. Do you still have? I'm shocked. Do you have a restraining order? Well, I mean, I have a great lawyer.
Okay, we do have some lawyer clients.
We have a lot of lawyer clients. Should use that to our advantage.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of trade out? Come on now.
I'll work on that. Thanks, Justin.
Thanks for having us, guys.